Hundreds of people brave the rain Monday morning to rally in front of the federal courthouse in Eugene. That's where a historic climate trial was set to begin, but it's been put on hold by the U.S. Supreme Court. KLCC's Rachel McDonald reports.
The crowd heard from many of the 21 young people who were suing the government over climate change. Levi Draheim, at 11, is the youngest plaintiff. He lives on a barrier island in Florida. He says, as a kid, he's impatient for the trial to begin.
I have personally had to evacuate my home because of hurricanes. I've seen fish kills on my beach, and I have seen changing weather and more hot days. So that's why it is so important to move forward with this trial.
Students from South Eugene High School left class to join the rally, including ninth graders Timmy Parsons and Sophie Cataray.
It's way more important than our first three periods to like come out here and support climate change that'll actually affect our future.
It just really concerns me what's happening in our world right now, and I would feel so bad if like my children and my grandchildren, their future was in danger and I could have done something about it and I didn't.
The students walked to the Eugene Federal Courthouse from local high schools and the University of Oregon to support the kids suing the federal government over climate change. Since the case was filed in U.S. District Court in Eugene in 2015, the government has been trying to make it go away. Earlier this month, Chief Justice John Roberts agreed to a government-requested stay. The Justice Department claims the case will do irreparable harm to the administration. The youth say climate change endangers their constitutional rights to life, liberty, and property. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News at the Eugene Federal Courthouse.